65-year-old Tang Yun Chang is a villager in Disu Township in the Du An Yao Autonomous County. 3 years ago, the family of five was down on his luck after it was beset by medical problems.
My grandson got Mediterranean anemia. Later, my wife got kidney failure. Our money was all used for treatment and surgeries for their diseases.
After the government in China began implementing targeted poverty alleviation measures, the local authorities encouraged him to earn money by raising and selling cattle.
The calf I bought was worth 5,000 to 6,000 yuan, but after rearing it for a year, I sold it for more than 10,000 yuan. I counted up the costs and realized that I can earn a lot in this business. I have loans for 10 calves. And I started with 2 calves, so now I have 12 already.
Tang Yun Chang said he doesn't need to worry about not being able to sell his animals because the calves were provided by a local enterprise named Guangxi Jiahao that has promised to buy them back. Wei Guan Liu, a representative with Guangxi Jiahao, said the company also profits from this arrangement.
We butcher different parts of the cattle and process them. We can make over 130 products from one animal, and we sell them at different prices. We buy the cattle from the villager for around 15,000 yuan, but after it's been processed, we can sell it for around 30,000 yuan.
The county has around 30,000 cattle breeding stations and 200 cooperatives, which are able to raise around 150,000 cattle every year. From 2016 to 2018, around 82,000 people and 43 villages in the county were lifted out of poverty. For CRI, I'm Xiao Yi.